Eli Lilly acquires Engage Bio to unlock repeat dosing gene therapies viral rivals cannot match. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Eli Lilly agreed to acquire Engage Bio for up to $202 million to gain a non-viral DNA delivery platform that enables repeat dosing, addressing a critical limitation of viral vectors. Engage Bio and hashtag X27. S-tethosome technology uses lipid nanoparticles to avoid immune system resistance that renders subsequent viral vector doses ineffective, while localizing DNA to the cell nucleus. Lilly has executed 4 genetic medicine acquisitions in less than 12 months worth more than $6.85 billion, including Verve Therapeutics, $1 billion, Orna Therapeutics, $2.4 billion potential value, and Colonia Therapeutics, $3.25 billion upfront. Lilly is strategically focused on acquiring in vivo gene therapies that enable repeat dosing for chronic diseases like obesity and diabetes, rather than ex vivo cell therapies requiring extraction and reinfusion. Eli Lilly is wagering that the future of genetic medicine lies beyond the viral vectors that dominate today's gene therapy landscape. The Indianapolis pharmaceutical giant announced Wednesday it will acquire Engage Bio, a preclinical San Carlos startup, for up to $202 million to gain control of a proprietary non-viral DNA delivery platform that sidesteps the immune system complications plaguing current approaches. The deal, modest by pharma mergers and acquisition standards, signals a strategic shift in how large drugmakers are assembling genetic medicine toolkits, early, decisive, and focused on platform technologies that promise reusability, a capability viral vectors cannot deliver at scale. The transaction includes an undisclosed upfront payment with the remainder contingent on development milestones. Engage Bio, founded in 2021 and a 2022 graduate of Y Combinator, has not yet disclosed specific disease targets or advanced any programs into clinical testing. But its tethosome technology addresses two critical limitations of viral-based gene delivery: immune system resistance and single-dose constraints. Engineered viruses, the current gold standard for ferrying genetic cargo into cells, trigger antibody production that renders subsequent doses ineffective. Engage's lipid nanoparticle, LNP, approach, by contrast, uses lipids the body recognizes as non-foreign, enabling repeat dosing while localizing DNA to the cell nucleus to boost expression and reduce toxicity. In Lilly, we found a partner that is willing to take early and decisive bets on potentially transformative technologies, Engage CEO Will Olson wrote in a LinkedIn post. We believe the combination of Engage's platform with Lilly's vast capabilities holds the potential to rapidly advance the development of innovative DNA medicines. Why Lilly is moving now? The company has executed 4 genetic medicine acquisitions in less than 12 months, collectively worth more than $6.85 billion in headline deal value. The Engage transaction sits at the lower end of that spectrum but fits a clear pattern, assembling modalities that enable in vivo production of therapies, a capability that could redefine treatment paradigms in chronic and rare diseases where repeat dosing matters. For institutional capital tracking the genetic medicine arms race, this deal illuminates where big pharma is placing bets and what capabilities command premium valuations. Lilly's genetic medicine shopping spree, from Verve to Colonia, the Engage acquisition is the 4th in a 10-month deal-making blitz that has positioned Lilly as one of the most aggressive acquirers in genetic medicine. Last summer, the company paid $1 billion for Verve Therapeutics, which develops in vivo gene editing medicines targeting cardiovascular diseases. In February, Lilly acquired Orna Therapeutics, a clinical stage developer using LNPs to deliver circular RNA for autoimmune disorders, in a deal potentially worth $2.4 billion. Last month, Lilly agreed to pay $3.25 billion upfront for Colonia Therapeutics, which engineers lentiviruses to enable the body to produce in vivo cell therapies. Total headline value across these 4 transactions, at least $6.85 billion, assuming only upfront payments and no milestone payouts. The deals span 3 distinct modalities: gene editing, circular RNA, and now non-viral DNA delivery. What unites them is a focus on in vivo approaches, treatments administered systemically that produce therapeutic effects inside the patient's body rather than ex vivo methods requiring cell extraction, modification, and reinfusion. The strategic logic is straightforward. In vivo therapies eliminate the complex manufacturing and logistics of cell therapies, potentially enabling broader patient access and repeat dosing. Chronic diseases, where Lilly already commands leadership in obesity and diabetes, require sustained treatment over years or decades. A genetic medicine that can be reused without immune system interference, as Engage's platform promises, unlocks indications where one-and-done viral therapies are non-starters. The Engage deal also underscores Lilly's willingness to acquire preclinical assets with unproven clinical utility. Neither Engage's financing history nor specific therapeutic targets have been publicly detailed beyond seed funding from Cy Founders, Pioneer Fund, Cal Innovation Fund, Y Combinator, and the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, plus non-dilutive grants from the Gates Foundation and the National Center for Advancing Translational Sciences. For a $202 million maximum payout, Lilly is essentially buying an R&D option on a technology that, if successful, could anchor dozens of programs across its pipeline. The non-viral DNA arms race, who's betting what? Lilly is hardly alone in pursuing alternatives to viral vectors. The limitations of adeno-associated viruses, AAVs, the workhorse of gene therapy, have sparked a wave of investment in non-viral delivery methods. Immunogenicity tops the list of concerns. Once the body produces antibodies against an AAV, subsequent doses are neutralized, forcing developers to design therapies as single-shot treatments regardless of whether the disease warrants it. Manufacturing complexity and dose-limiting toxicity at high vector concentrations add further constraints. Lipid nanoparticles emerged as the leading alternative, validated at scale by the success of Moderna's and Pfizer-BioNTech's mRNA COVID vaccines. But LNPs have historically struggled to deliver DNA, which is larger and less stable than mRNA. Engage's approach, which it claims achieves meaningful improvements in tolerability, expression, and reducing, represents an engineering advance over first-generation LNP systems. The capital flowing into this space reflects its promise. While the Engage deal itself is modest, the broader 1&1 and genetic medicine sectors are seeing mega rounds. On the same day Lilly announced the Engage acquisition, Endpoints News reported that Campfield, another inflammation and immunology biotech, raised a $180 million Series A, one of the largest seed-to-A rounds of the year. That deal, led by top-tier investors, involved in licensing programs from other companies, a model distinct from Engage's platform approach but indicative of the capital intensity required to compete in genetic medicine. Fetal gene therapy, the ultimate in vivo frontier. The same week as Lilly's announcement, UCSF surgeon Tippi McKenzie revealed at the STAT 2026 Breakthrough Summit West that her team is in advanced FDA discussions to launch the first ever in utero gene therapy trial. The proposed study would treat 5 fetal patients with a rare lysosomal storage disorder using a vector with a safety profile so well established the FDA told McKenzie's team they could bypass animal testing. McKenzie has spent 25 years working toward this milestone, curing mice with hemophilia and tyrosinemia in utero during her postdoctoral fellowship in the early 2000s. Fetal gene therapy represents the logical extreme of in vivo treatment, intervening before disease manifestation, when cells are still developing and more amenable to genetic modification. The McKenzie trial, if approved, would validate the principle that genetic diseases can be treated not just early in life but before birth. That capability could transform care for conditions where postnatal intervention is too late to prevent irreversible damage. The connection to Lilly's strategy is direct. If non-viral DNA delivery proves safe and effective in adults, the next question becomes, how early can it be deployed? Engage's reducible, immune-tolerated platform, theoretically could be adapted for prenatal use, a capability that would command extraordinary value across rare disease indications where early intervention is critical. McKenzie's trial, while using a different delivery method, establishes regulatory and clinical precedent for treating genetic diseases before birth. Market dynamics, why Big Pharma is acquiring platforms early. The Engage deal reflects a broader shift in biopharma mergers and acquisitions strategy. Rather than waiting for clinical proof of concept, large drug makers are acquiring preclinical platform companies at earlier stages, accepting higher technical risk in exchange for strategic control. The logic is simple: platforms with broad applicability across multiple indications are worth more than single-asset companies, even if those assets are de-risked. Lilly's $202 million maximum payout for Engage compares to $1 billion for Verve, which had clinical data, and $3.25 billion for Kelonia, which had demonstrated in vivo cell therapy production. The valuation spread suggests Lilly is paying a premium for clinical progress but sees sufficient potential in Engage's technology to lock up rights before competitors can bid. This mirrors the model pioneered by companies like Moderna and BioNTech, which built multi-indication pipelines atop single-platform technologies. If Engage's tethosome system proves versatile, Lilly gains a manufacturing and delivery capability it can deploy across dozens of programs without negotiating fresh licensing deals or sharing economics. The upfront capital outlay, while substantial for a preclinical asset, pales next to the cost of in-licensing multiple programs or developing delivery technology in-house. The deal also insulates Lilly from competition. Genetic medicine is rapidly consolidating, with large and mid-sized pharmas assembling capabilities through acquisition. The $180 million series A raised by Campfield for Inflammation and Immunology Programs demonstrates that specialized biotechs can access capital without selling. By acquiring Engage outright, Lilly ensures no rival gains access to non-viral DNA delivery on similar terms. The Plaquemine View Lilly's genetic medicine dealmaking reveals a portfolio construction strategy that institutional investors should replicate at the fund level, diversify across modalities, acquire platforms early, and prioritize reducibility over one-shot cures. The $6.85 billion Lilly has committed across four deals since mid-2025 buys exposure to gene editing, circular RNA, lentiviral engineering, and non-viral DNA delivery. That diversification is smart. No single modality has emerged as the clear winner in genetic medicine, and technical risk remains high across all approaches. The Engage acquisition specifically targets the biggest unmet need in gene therapy, repeat dosing. Chronic diseases generate recurring revenue. One-and-done cures, while clinically elegant, create one-time cash flows that undermine the annuity model pharma has optimized around. A reducible genetic medicine that can be titrated over time, adjusted for efficacy, and combined with other therapies offers superior commercial flexibility. If Engage's platform delivers on that promise, the $202 million purchase price will look prescient. What the market is underpricing, the regulatory pathway for non-viral genetic medicines is now clear. McKenzie's fetal gene therapy trial, which bypassed animal studies based on existing safety data, demonstrates the FDA is willing to accelerate novel modalities where preclinical evidence is robust. That precedent reduces time to clinic for Engage's programs and lowers the probability of costly clinical holds. For Lilly, that means faster capital turns and earlier revenue recognition. The second-order play, watch for Lilly to partner Engage's platform with external developers the way Moderna licenses its mRNA technology. Platform companies can generate licensing revenue without diluting ownership. If Engage's tethosome system proves broadly applicable, Lilly could monetize it through collaborations and indications outside its core focus, effectively converting a $202 million acquisition into a revenue-generating asset before any drug reaches market. The risk: non-viral delivery has failed before. LNPs face challenges with tissue targeting, off-target effects, and durability of expression. Engage's claims of improved tolerability and enhanced nuclear localization are unproven in humans. If the technology stumbles in clinical testing, Lilly will have spent $202 million on a dead end. But given the company's diversified genetic medicine portfolio, that risk is manageable. Lilly is placing multiple bets, not one. So what? The capital allocation signal Eli Lilly's Engage acquisition sends two signals to institutional capital. First, platform technologies and genetic medicine command premium valuations even at the preclinical stage, provided they address fundamental limitations of existing modalities. Reducibility is the capability that matters most, and investors should prioritize companies solving for immune tolerance and repeat administration. Second, Big Pharma is no longer waiting for phase 2 data to make acquisition decisions. The window for venture and growth equity to capture value in genetic medicine is compressing. Deals are getting done earlier, at higher multiples, and with less clinical validation than historical norms. For limited partners evaluating biotech funds, the implication is clear: managers must move faster and underwrite technical risk more aggressively to capture returns. The days of buying into genetic medicine after proof of concept are over. By the time clinical data prints, strategic acquirers have already moved. The alpha is in identifying platforms with differentiated delivery, manufacturing, or modality advantages while they are still preclinical. The bottom line: Lilly just paid $202 million for what could become the delivery engine for its entire genetic medicine pipeline. If Engage's technology works, that will rank as one of the decade's shrewdest biotech acquisitions. If it doesn't, Lilly has three other platforms to fall back on. Either way, the company has positioned itself to lead the next phase of genetic medicine, therapies that can be dosed, adjusted, and repeated like any other chronic disease drug. That's the commercial model that scales. And scaling is what generates the returns that matter.